USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association are calling on President Biden to declare a triple-emic emergency. It's related to three upper respiratory illnesses, RSV, flu, and COVID surging across the country at the same time. It's a big issue, especially for young children under one and seniors 65 and up. Cooler heads have prevailed after two high-profile CEOs sit down and chat on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
A potential battle between Apple and Twitter appears to have been averted after a meeting between Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook on Wednesday. Mr. Musk said Apple never considered banning Twitter from the Apple App Store.
Another day, another 2 cent drop in the price of gas. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $3.47 a gallon Thursday. That's a 28-cent drop over the past month. A new poll is shedding some light on a runoff election set for next Tuesday.
A new poll shows a virtual deadlock in Georgia's Senate runoff 5 days before Election Day. The survey from Emerson College Polling and The Hill has Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock with 49% support from likely voters, while Republican challenger Herschel Walker is the choice of 47%. The two-point difference is within the poll's margin of error. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House Thursday for the first state dinner of his administration. Among the things the two are set to discuss is the Inflation Reduction Act, which could result in the loss of jobs in Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Chinese officials say they're entering a new stage of COVID-19 response following protests against their zero COVID policies. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox and Friends First that although the shift in language hints they may relax some policies, he thinks China's leader will go to great lengths to ensure the Chinese Communist Party remains in power.
We need much stronger language from this White House. I hope to see that during the state visit with Macron, that we stand with you. And I'd like to see behind the scenes some help to these protesters in defeating the Chinese techno-surveillance state.
Remembrances from around the world are coming in for one of the iconic voices of the group, Fleetwood Mac.
Singer-songwriter Christine McVie, co-lead vocalist of Fleetwood Mac, has died, according to the group's posting on social media. Fleetwood Mac's statement said, "There are no words to describe our sadness at the passing of Christine McVie. She was truly one of a kind, special and talented beyond measure." Christine McVie was 79 years old. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.